Thanks for tuning in to Funkin' Groovin' on 90.7 The Capstone. I'm here at Summer Camp Music Festival with Kyle Hollingsworth from the Kyle Hollingsworth Band and keyboardist from The String Cheese Incident. Kyle, how are you doing today?
Fantastic. Loving summer camp.
Oh, yeah. I heard that you just got done playing your set with the all-improvisational band Everyone Orchestra. How did it go?
It went great. You never quite know with that band, you know? He directs it so well, but it also comes down to where the musicians are at that time. And today, everybody was in a great space and went well.
Awesome. Was that your first time playing with Everyone Orchestra?
I think that was my, eighth time.
Oh, awesome.
I've been doing it for a while.
Very cool. What did you think of the guest conductor?
I thought he did a great job. I did not envy him. I looked out and I saw, imagine myself in that position. I'm not sure I could do it. And I'm sure you probably did a little bit of homework, but he did great.
Awesome. So I was at the beer tasting that you hosted a little earlier today. Did you have any favorite beers?
Yes, I actually liked all of them. New Moe beer was actually fantastic. I've tried a lot of collaborations with musicians and bands and beers, and this is my favorite. Of course, all the Goose Island stuff is always nice.
I know you've been brewing at home since you were 18 years old, and you started brewing your own beers with several different brewing companies. How did you get involved with home brewing?
Well, I started when I was 18. I just had my 23rd birthday, so it's only been 5 years. No, I had been brewing for a very long time, and I think I got inspired, just like I said on my talk today, by just being my sibling. My brother was doing a lot of brewing, and I got connected through him, and then kind of found a way that somehow that the way I improvise in my music somehow relates to the way I improvise in my brewing. So then I kind of took that concept and went to a lot of different breweries. I think 30 breweries at this point around the country, and made some national beers that are available everywhere, and some that are just kind of special one-offs. And it all just kind of came together pretty quickly. It's easy to kind of tie those two worlds. Beer and music seem to work well together.
Very cool. Well, I know you've been involved with several brewing festivals, including Happy Holidays Beer Festival and Fillmore Auditorium, the Great American Beer Fest. In July, you're going to have your 8th annual Brew Fest in Denver. Can you tell me the story of how you came up with the idea to create your own beer festivals?
Yeah, it's a combination of talking to our friends in Conscious Alliance. That's a charity organization, and we thought it'd be a great idea to kind of connect their world with ours. So we were talking about what we could do, and right about that time, I was like, I'm getting really involved with beer. Why don't we put on a beer festival? And so it kind of came to birth about 4 or 5 years ago, and then kind of to make it special, I sometimes brew on stage, and I bring up brewers on there, and we jam, or I'll make special beers for the event. I try to make it a real collision or a coming together of music and beer, not necessarily just a standard beer festival. You get a little bit more out of the experience. So I did the Brewski cruise in March. It was really epic. It was a lot of fun. Curious. The beer was amazing. The lineup of the bands was a bit curious, but we were able to kind of meld the worlds between Molly Hatchet, for example, The Samples, Kyle Hollingsworth Band, OAR. So it was all over the map, much like the beers on the boat, from Saisons to double IPAs, the porters, every style of music was on the boat. So it actually turned out really awesome. It was great.
Awesome. Well, I really like how you found a way to kind of incorporate your craft beer with your music, and you even have 3 craft beers where you can have your fans scan the beer and they can listen to the tracks on it. Can you tell me a little bit about the process of how you've literally made your music come alive through your craft beer?
Yes, it was for my last CD last year, Speed of Life, and so I wanted to do something beer connected, and I was like, man, maybe it's time to call my friends at Stone Brewery, which they're in the West Coast, and my friends all across the country, and I decided to make 3 separate beers that connected to 3 tracks on my album, 3 singles. I released them individually. It kind of came together because I had connections to Stone, and we felt it was a perfect time to do it, so I made a double IPA with them, and I wrote a track called Racer X, which is very kind of fast, 4 on the floor, and I was like, that's perfect for a double IPA, and then I made a nice a sipping daytime beer with Boulder Beer called Hoopla, which is still available actually, And I made a nice kind of like string cheese-esque, very kind of happy Paul Simon type song. And then Happening Now, I made it kind of full on like dance party, and that was for the one at Cigar City. So it was a fun idea. You scan each bottle and you get the different track.
I was doing some research on you, and I found that you created your first song when you were 12 years old. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
Oh my gosh, really? Okay, that's good. I didn't know I was 12 when I read that. I remember I had my first band maybe when I was 12, and I was writing all the material for that. I was playing a Moog, which is a type of synthesizer, on the bass in my left hand, and playing a Wurlitzer piano in my right, and I had a sax player and a drummer, and we would just play songs. In fact, we didn't have any place to play because we're too young. We weren't very good. So we would just set up my front porch, and we lived kind of on a busy street, and people would just drive by it, and we would just play to the people driving by until the cops came and shut us down. But for the most part, I think the people enjoyed it. It was fun.
That's awesome. So was that the first time you realized that you wanted to create your own music?
Yes. Yeah, I remember sitting down at the piano and just picking out songs and also just being inspired by the music I was listening to.
I know when you're a student at Towson University, you are in a psychedelic rock band called Black Friday. Can you tell me a little bit about that band?
Yes. Wow, you've done your homework. Black Friday was my first, I would say, successful band I was in. We were kind of a regional hit. We played a lot of venues and did really well. It was kind of a psychedelic take on Doors meets like Joy Division, kind of a little bit punkish, but also high energy, and it was a lot of fun. I was pretty young, and so just playing those clubs and running around and learning how to play live music and what it can bring to you as a person and to the audience. I realized that standing on stage, this is what I want to do. You can see it in their eyes, and you can see how excited they are, and you're like, I'm bringing joy to these people. And so that kind of sparked the whole thing.
That's awesome. So there was a pretty big music scene at Towson State University?
At Towson State for sure, and Baltimore more so. Baltimore, you know, blue-collar town, kind of had this punk bar scene, and we were kind of just raging out. And from there, in D.C., 930 Club we played, kind of did the whole area.
Goodbye. Cool. Do you have any advice for aspiring college musicians?
Get in front of people, get a chance to, like I said, see that what your music is bringing to people, and I think it kind of compounds itself and you start getting more confidence in what you're doing. I have a jazz piano degree, but it took a little bit more than just a degree to kind of make me a musician. It was a little bit more about traveling with String Cheese Intimate for 21 years, I guess, and really living it to make myself become a true musician with really, really big ears. Because I think you can read it and you can study it and you can practice it, but getting in front of people.
So speaking of the String Cheese Incident, can you tell me the story of how you got involved with cheese?
I decided to go to Colorado to become a forest ranger. I have a jazz piano degree, and I was like, well, I just want to go spend a summer like working on the trails. I built some trail building up there. So I went out, and while I was out there, I hooked up with a local band called Dirt, and I was playing with them, and then my band, Dirt, D-U-R-T, opened for Black Friday. That's right, opened for String Cheese. And at that time, Michael Kang and I were slight friends through Dave Watts. Dave Watts plays with the Motet, and he's kind of like the guru of Boulder music scene. And he connected me with him, and Kang said, will you sit in tonight? And I said, great, I'll sit in with your band. And then he said, will you sit in for life? And that's what I've been doing.
Awesome. Very cool. So was that the turning point when you realized that you made it big and had become a successful musician?
Oh, no. We were, what was that, 99, 98, something like that. I was just excited to get a steady paycheck, and I was able to leave my, I was working at a shipping store, like mailboxes, et cetera. And I was like, I can actually play music and make the same money. It was exciting. It was a lot of hard work, and I had no idea where it was going. The band had faith. That was one thing I remember. I remember kind of sitting down with Travis, the drummer, and being like, what should I do? Should I quit my other band? You know, and he's like, I got a feeling about this. And I, of course, I knew Travis all of 6 weeks at that point or something. He said, just stick with it. So I stuck with it. And then you know, and Kang, super motivated. And I was like, I got a vibe. So I didn't know we had made it until, what was it? I'm not sure. I think it was New Year's after we played with Phil and Bobby from Grateful Dead. And we were backstage. And there was like a fan base waiting to meet us in San Francisco. And I was like, oh, here we go. This is it.
Well, that's pretty awesome. So I know that one of the goals of String Cheese is you guys want to make each show its own individual experience and its own incident. So what has been, in your opinion, the most memorable incident that Cheese has created while you've been a part of the band?
Well, I have a funny one. I'll do that one first.
Okay.
Billy Nershi, well, we all were learning how to open beers with bottle caps. I can show you right now, but you can't see on the radio. And you pop it open with like a water bottle, and Travis can open a beer with a banana, and Billy Nershi's like, I can open this mayonnaise jar with this. I can open this. I ruined the joke. I can open this beer with a mayonnaise jar. This is backstage at Halloween many years ago. He goes, pop, and the mayonnaise jar popped open, and the beer stayed closed, and the mayonnaise went all over the shirt, like globs of mayonnaise all over the place. He's like, oh, I guess that didn't work. So that was one of my favorite incidents. And then, you know, first time playing Red Rocks, things like that. Mm-hmm. First time getting onto big stages were, like, memorable. You know, very, I'll take them for a long time.
So I have one last question. I know there's been some controversy over you disliking cats. So I think we all want to know, what's the worst experience you've ever had involving a cat?
This cat thing is so funny. I don't really dislike cats. I just said something bad on Facebook once, and then I decided to start wearing cat shirts forever. The worst experience. Well, every day at my house is the worst experience with my cat. No, she's okay. Nothing too terrible. Just having her, like, being very scared of her. I had a young child at one point, and she would jump into the crib and start, like, messing with her, like, pawing at her and, like, pulling up the blankets, knowing, like, she's only inches away from pulling at my, like, 8-month-old or my 6-month-old. And that, it wasn't scary for me personally, but it was scary having that animal, that wild beast in my house. And she's not necessarily getting any better. Unfortunately, one of my favorite animals in the house passed away, my dog, last year. And all of a sudden, she got nicer. So now she's a little bit nicer, knowing there's less competition for our attention. But I'm all good with cats.
Awesome. Well, that's all the questions I've got for today. Is there anything you want to say to your fans before we sign off?
I don't know. I would say just keep getting out there and supporting live music, whether it's String Cheese or whatever you're into. Just go out there and support. I think that's what brings us joy and really helps us feel like we want to continue what we're doing.
Awesome.
Hey there, this is Kyle Hollingsworth of the String Cheese Incident, and you're listening to Funkin' Groovin' on 90.7 The Capstone.